CII Broadcasting presents Submission 1432. Produced and directed by Imran Ismail. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Every praise, all power, every blessing belongs to you and you alone. I did not come here on my own, but I was brought here by you. My call of labaik, I am present, echoes my desire. Accept me as yours, and you become mine. O Allah, if you are mine, the world will belong to me. If you are not mine, even what belongs to me will make me restless. Previously on Submission 1432.
I said, give me your money now.
Sajibai, won't you come?
Ashraf, stay still. No, Ashraf. You cut him.
Fudail? Ah, I know him. What a young man.
He looked quite shocked when I mentioned Fudail's name. I wondered why. Hey, you didn't tell me how you know Fudail.
He was...
Sajid bhai, you're going to go mad with this news. Your visa can be sorted by Monday.
Kya? Sachi? Allahu Akbar.
Why are you crying, my dikra? Who's troubling you? Mommy's troubling you, hama?
Daddy!
This is a CII broadcasting drama.
Ah, Auntie Zora, you ya. Trust as well.
You could be a bit happier to see me, Tasneem.
Anyways... Nadim the agent phoned, he had our visa sorted, and guess what? We're leaving for Hertz tomorrow. Let the games begin. Okay, while you're basking in old glory, I'm going to leave Sahel in Madrasa, see my client, and come back to pick up both of you. Make a list of any last minute shopping. Please be ready. Sahel, now, in the car.
What? How on earth am I ever going to be ready in one day? That's too little time for me.
If you start moving, that should help.
I looked at both of them and sent up a fervent dua. Oh Allah, please grant me sabr to cope. 30 minutes only. Be ready. Assalamu alaikum. As I drove past the hospital where my husband breathed his last, I still couldn't pass it without the tsunami of sadness washing over me. I decided to focus on my journey to the most Mubarak lane on earth. That lifted up my spirits immeasurably. What would be the first dua I would make when I looked at the Kaaba? I needed to ask for something that would encompass all I needed. I knew what I would ask. Oh Allah, grant me perpetual contentment in both lives. Happiness. Who doesn't need it? Surely there was a dua that reflected this, but right now, I couldn't remember it. I glanced at the hospital in my rearview mirror and looked away towards the road. Onwards and upwards.
Ashraf, how are you feeling better? I looked at him lying there with a bandage around his shoulder. Poor Ashraf. He didn't deserve this. To me, He will always be that child who used to follow me around because his brothers never had time for him. Where were they? They still hadn't come to see him in the hospital? Oh, I spoke too soon. They're coming in the ward now. Well, I would see to him all the time. But remember, you agreed to look after him while I'm gone for Hajj. I've been saving since 1975 and I'm going with the cheapest package. If you want to stay in five-star hotel, then you have to wait many more years before you can afford to go. I'm waiting for the past 30 years to go. Will you see it too, Ashraf?
And proclaim the Hajj amongst men. They will come to you on every camel, lean on account of journeys through deep and distant mountainous highways. Oh Allah, I leave my home and country behind for a glimpse at your house. For a few moments at the Rawda, I will patiently endure all the difficulties of traveling.
At last.
Yep. At last. We are here in the Holy Lands.
No, I mean at last I don't have to see Umar. Phew, that was real jihad. Next to him on the plane, then the Hajj terminal.
Okay. Now how about focusing on the journey? Just let go of the animosity and enjoy the Hajj spiritually. Would you like to join me in dua?
In dua?
Yes, we are musafir and we are on our way for Hajj. So the scholars advise us to make dua at every point we set out from.
Dude, I have a taxi to catch. My family is waiting.
Hey, is that your father and mother and...
No, it's my aunt, uncle and mom.
Come, let's make dua. Go call your uncle over.
Ibrahim, do we have to make a spectacle of ourselves? I mean, we're in public here.
Make a spectacle? This is a Muslim country. We are going for Hajj and we are all Muslims here. So who's going to look at us? Oh Allah, my most beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, most kind Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us. Have mercy on us and wash our sins away before our bodies are washed as janazas. O Allah, make us yours and you become ours. Let our Hajj be maqbool and mabrur. Let us perform it in a way that makes you happy. Let our conduct be pleasant to our fellow Muslims, and when we complete our Hajj, let us return home as better Muslims. Forgive us and guide us. We need you and you don't need us, Allah. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار آمين.
See, I told you people will stay.
I don't care. Let them look. If Allah looks at me with love, it's all I want. What is wrong with our Muslims? Practicing Islam publicly is something we are ashamed of. How weak have we become?
Okay, not everyone has a spiritual mojo going on like you. Hey, why did you start howling when you read the dua in Arabic?
I didn't howl. I was thinking of the meaning of the dua.
Okay, sure, Ibrahim. Later.
How I wanted to catch his hand and explain him the depth of this dua so he could benefit from it. O Allah, grant me the best of this world and the best of the year after. How encompassing was the dua. What was apt that it was amongst the ayahs of Hajj.
فمن الناس من يقول ربنا آتنا في الدنيا وما له في الآخرة من خلاق ومنهم من يقول ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار.
And among the people is the one who says, Our Lord, give us in this world, and he will have in the year after no share. But among them is he who says, Our Lord, give us in this world that which is good, and in the year after that which is good, and protect us from the punishment of the fire.
Hasana was everything that was good. Some people only think of their personal wants and financial goals. Even in spiritual times and places like Juma, Hajj, Ramadan, and forget to make the request that will sort out the Akhirah. The life of this world was short, but yet we planned the most for it. How well did I know that? I looked around in case, by some miracle, he was there. But my gaze returned empty-handed to me. I made dua for Hasana of both lives for him. Wherever he was, I hope my dua shielded him.
Hey, Ibrahim. I've been shouting for you for the past 3 minutes. I think you've been lost in your own world. I just came to make salam to you. Our taxi is here. Yeah, take my number down. And here's the name of my hotel. Oh no, what's he doing here?
Who?
Umar. I can see him coming here.
I found you at last.
Really? When did you lose me?
I'm not talking to you. I was talking to Ibrahim. Maaf. 1 second, my phone. Hello?
Chief?
I hope you two are not going to see each other too often during Hajj, because it's like a bull looking at the red flag.
Sorry about that. My wife, she wanted to know where I was.
You? Married?
Yes, and the father of the cutest.
Give me the sentimentality. Doesn't mean a thing to me whether a child looks like an angel or a troll. Like you. So how many wives do you have?
That's not the place or time for this, Naeem. And for your info, I have one.
Oh, didn't follow in your beloved father's footsteps, eh?
That's enough, Naeem. He was your father as well. A fact you remembered very well when it was time to sort out the inheritance, but conveniently forgot. He was my father as well, and husband to my mother, when you threw me and my mother out of the house that day.
Out of the house that day. Out of the house that day.
The cast of Submission 1432. Zora played by Selma Vahed, Rashida by Rizia Razak, Tasneem by Tasneem Ismail, Sahal by Suleiman Musa, Naeem played by Muhammad Iqbal Zule Rafiq Shakur Saleh, Omar by Muhammad Raiz Jada, Ibrahim by Muhammad Yusuf Dawood, The Agent by Wasim Mia, Ashraf by Imran Ismail, and Sajid by Sajid Qazi.